319 area code requesting a 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. A little Dionne Warwick with MacArthur's Park. So I didn't know she did a version of that song. So that's Dionne Warwick. So we'll get to hear a twofer of Dionne Warwick. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing, everybody? We're here till 5 a.m. We're on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here in the Allstate studio. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, followed by Pete McMurray, who's in for Steve Cochran this morning, at 6. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And that's our number if you want to get in here. We are about to play a game of celebrity name game right here. This is a, it's a, the radio version of the show that you can see on WGN TV, and it's we have the board game version, and we will give our each other clues. The first card that we have, they are the topics are all related. The celebrity names are all related in some way. And the second card, it could be anything at all. And 45 seconds for the first round, 75 seconds for the second round. Dan will keep score and will keep the time. So should we hear the thing with the thing, Dan?
It's Nick, the celebrity name game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun, let's start and play.
All right. There it is. There's the theme song. So Dan will keep track of the score here. I think the last time, did we play this? Did you win the last time or did I win?
I think I won.
I think you won the last time.
I think.
Yeah. Last time we did pop-up video, I won.
Yeah. Yeah, that you won.
Okay, but this one, I think the last time we played this, you won. Okay. All right. Well, you know this. You know the, how it goes. Are you ready to go, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay. So first set of clues are related in some way. They have some sort of connection of some kind.
Mm-hmm. The view from up there. Tall actresses.
Tall actresses.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So as soon as Dan is ready, we'll... we all right in there, Dan?
My pen had fallen off the council, so I was without writing utensil for a second there. So I'm good now, though.
Okay, you ready? Whenever we're ready, it's tall actresses.
3, 2, 1.
Furiosa.
Charlize Theron.
Yes. Oh, she can't live without her Calvin Klein's.
Brooke Shields.
She's in Gossip Girl.
Blake Lively.
Yes. Oh, this is, oh, well, no, you might not know her. She's the ones with the big butts.
Kardashian, Kim Kardashian,
right.
Khloe Kardashian.
Yes. She's married to Tom Cruise, the redhead.
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
Yes. She was with John Mayer, and she sings, and she's with the guitar. She's country, but then poppy.
Shania Twain.
No. She's
oh,
young.
Britney, or what's her face? What? Taylor Swifty.
Yes.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not good with the youngster stuff. Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Boy, John Mayer has dated everybody, hasn't he?
He has. Not me, though.
Yeah. He dated me. It was I was really heartbroken. He broke my ear, you know. Your body is a wonderland's about me.
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
Dan, did you date John Mayer?
I did not. I always just thought that was about Jennifer Love Hewitt. Would you have minded if John Mayer dated you, Esmeralda? Or?
Well, at that time, I was very much in love.
With him?
With him, yeah. With that, I have a shirt.
That song? You have a John Mayer shirt?
John Mayer shirt. What? I went to one of his shows.
Wow.
What?
All right.
I was in college. When that
was that a requirement then?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. That song, wait, but seriously, that song is about Jennifer Love Hewitt?
I believe so. Probably. That is the rumor.
Well, it's appropriate. I can tell you that. From someone who watched both seasons of The Client List over and over again for absolutely no reason. Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
What did I get there?
7.
7, that's not bad.
It's respectable.
Okay, you're right. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Esmeralda.
Is it sports people?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Cool. I will be able to show my chops then.
Animal behavior. Sports teams with animal names.
I mean, I'm going to know all of them. What are you talking about?
Putting
Are you going to throw this so Kevin Powell and Sam Panyavich don't feel bad?
No, of course not. Getting them all right.
Okay, sports teams with animals. This is just going to be a bloodbath, I'm telling you right now.
3, 2, 1.
Basketball team in this city.
Chicago Bulls.
Right. The baseball team in Canada.
All right, you got to give me Toronto Blue Jays.
That's right. The Michigan baseball team.
Detroit Tigers.
Right. The Florida football team.
The Gators.
No, professional football team, NFL football team.
The Miami Dolphins.
Right. The hockey team in Beantown.
Oh, what is it?
I'm going to skip that one.
Describe the animal.
Football team in Pennsylvania.
10 seconds.
Not Pittsburgh, the other.
Oh, okay. That other one.
The other city.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
Time.
Okay.
You can describe the animal.
Boston Bruins.
I wouldn't. What is a Bruin?
A bear.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
That's why I went. That's why I skipped it, Esmeralda, because I knew you weren't going to get it. What if I were to say Florida hockey team? I'm sorry, no, California hockey team. Named after a movie with Emilio Estevez, a hockey movie with Emilio Estevez.
The Mighty Ducks.
It's Anaheim, but that's all right.
Oh, Anaheim. Yeah. You could have said, where No Doubt's from.
I knew that, right? I knew where No Doubt was from. I'm proud of that knowledge, that I know where No Doubt is from. Why the hell would I know where No Doubt is from?
No, because you are up on pop culture.
You also dated Gwen Stefani?
Yeah. Yeah, geez, you don't remember that? Wow.
Yeah. I wrote a song about her, too. Mm-hmm. All right. What'd she get there?
She got 5.
5. Pretty good for the head of the sports department.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right. So now this is anything at all.
Yes.
75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
He was on Full House, and Conan would yell his name because he was married to...
John Stamos?
Yes. A blind piano player.
Ray Charles?
Yes. She's still alive of the Golden Girls.
Betty White.
Yeah. The little robot that...
R2-D2?
No. He's the newer ones in Pixar. And he's a
Wall-E.
Wall-E. Yeah. You go to a hardware store.
Ace.
But a big one.
True Value.
No, the big one. Like a big one.
Lowe's?
The other one.
Menards?
No.
Home Depot?
Yes. There's not that many. He drives fast cars. He's bald, drives fast cars, shoots people.
Vin Diesel?
Movies. No, the British one.
Oh, Jason Statham.
Yes. This team is in Ohio.
Cincinnati Reds?
Nope.
Cleveland Indians?
Yes. What do you, when you play, he was an explorer, but then when you're in a swimming pool, you play this game.
Oh, Marco Polo.
Yes. This guy is one of the, famous siblings. One of them's Rosanna.
10 seconds remaining.
Patricia Arquette?
Yeah, but he's the guy.
Oh, he's not a guy.
And he's dumb.
David Arquette. I'm sorry. I was going with
that. That show about the vampires on HBO.
Time.
Oh. True Blood. I kept thinking of Alexis.
Oh, yeah.
I just kept thinking of Alexis. I couldn't.
No, David.
But when you said dumb, I was like, David. Dewey.
The dumb
Dewey
one.
Dewey from Scream. You know, I had him on my show one time.
Oh, yeah.
And I had David Arquette on the show. I've been on a couple
that
times.
Go?
The one it was great. He was great. Here's the thing. So at the time, he was married to Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Cox. So he was in the car because he was like in transit when we had him on the line. He's like, I'm on the way home. When I get home, it'll be we can switch to a landline, but I want to start the interview on time. So
that was nice of him.
So we're in the car, and he pulls up, and he's walking, and now you know the hours that I'm on.
Right.
So it's late.
Yes.
All right? He's like, I got to be quiet, otherwise I'm going to wake up Courtney. I said, you got to wake her up, dude. You have to wake her up.
No.
He woke her up.
Mean.
He woke her up.
She's like,
hey, I'm home. And he's like knocking stuff around in the kitchen. Oh. You can hear her screaming in the background. It was fantastic. That's why I got the plaque.
Boy.
That's why I got the plaque, because of that interview. Waking up Courtney Cox at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And then David Arquette goes, what? It's from that writer from your show.
That's right. He created the show that you were on.
So then she goes, oh, it's okay.
Oddly, they were divorced 2 weeks later. Should we break here? Yes, we should break, right? All right, we're going to break here, and we'll come back, and we got round 2 for me, and then we'll keep going for the celebrity name game. I say a little bit more you. Forever, forever. That's our. This song is a. This is a great song, a truly great song. Is it Burt Bacharach wrote this song, if I'm not mistaken? 319 Dionne Warwick with a Say a Little Prayer, wrapping up Two for Tuesday. Didn't they sing that in that Julia Roberts I'm a Jerk and I Want to Steal Your Man movie?
I was forced to watch that this past Saturday.
Are you serious?
Yep.
What's it called?
My best friend's wedding.
Yeah. And they do sing it, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
I saw them filming. They were driving down Lakeshore Drive or something.
Yeah.
I remember being in the car as a kid, and I turned my head. I'm like, oh, it's Julia Roberts.
Well, could you see her teeth?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the only reason I knew.
Okay, are we ready? What do we got now, score-wise, just to remind?
Currently 16-5, but Esmeralda still needs to go.
All right, Esmeralda. You ready? This could be anything. 75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
He played Tony Soprano.
James Gandolfini.
Right. She is the character in Sex and the City, the lead, full name.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Right. Most expensive watch.
Rolex.
Right. 80s cop show took place here. Police show. Really critically acclaimed.
Oh. Cop Rock. No.
Cop Rock.
Oh, my gosh.
What the last word in the title is what the music that this city is known for.
Blues, Chicago, city blues.
We're gonna skip it. The Neil Patrick Harris played him.
Doogie Howser, MD.
Right. Basketball game. A basketball team in Canada.
They have those.
Yes,
there?
They have those there. Yes, they do.
I don't know.
Okay. It is a. I will say this. Think of what city comes to mind right away.
Toronto.
Okay. A type of dinosaur.
Raptors.
Yes. She hosted the Today Show.
Martha Stewart.
Ten seconds remaining.
The
Katie
Today.
Kirk.
Yes. We had this one before. The two gangs.
Oh,
the musical.
Oh, man.
The musical with the
Jets.
No, the name of the musical.
Oh. West Side Story.
Time.
I was like, oh no, John Hansen will have my head if I don't remember.
Wait a minute, what did you say? That the last,
I was like, what, the snakes and the cobras or something?
Yeah, the snakes and the cobras is what you said.
And then John Hansen yelled at me
through
a text message.
You don't
message.
Want John Hansen yelling at you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where are we now?
New totals are 16-12.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, so here we go. This is what's the clue?
Up and down. Movies, songs, things, up with, up and or down.
In the title?
Movies, songs, things with up or down.
Okay.
That's what it says. There's
all
no
right.
comma.
I'm assuming up or down is in the name of whatever the clue
yes.
is.
Yes.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
That British show with the rich people in it in the
Downton
olden
Abbey.
Times. she's a model.
Kate Upton.
Ooh, yes. All right. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That song you love, and it was Bruno Mars.
What?
Does it.
Oh, Uptown Funk.
Yes. That movie with, it was about the helicopter that.
Oh,
went.
Black Hawk Down.
Yes. Pregnant lady, but didn't want to be pregnant. And it's Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen's in it.
Katherine Heigl?
Yeah, but what's the movie?
Knocked Up.
Yes.
10 seconds.
The fabric softener with the weird little bear.
Snuggle.
Oh no. What's the other one?
Downey.
Yes.
Time.
Oh well, of course. Well, wait a minute. Now I should have known.
Downey.
It doesn't have
it doesn't.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I should have known because the clue is up and down. I should have known
right.
It was Downey.
I just think of that bear.
Yeah. I need to punch that kid right in the mouth. What did
what
I get
do you think this? It's a kid?
6 for a new total of 22.
All right. Esmeralda, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go fish! Famous Pisces.
Oh.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
He's the heartthrob singer who I hate. He stepped on the...
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. The daughter of Bill and Hillary.
Chelsea Clinton.
Right. Smartest guy equals MC squared.
Albert Einstein.
Right. Played Frasier.
Kelsey Grammer.
Right. A director who started out on Happy Days as an actor.
Oh, darn it. I know that guy. Ugh. Pass.
Okay. Let's see. She was a country singer who I think won on American Idol.
Oh, Kelly Clark. Oh, Carrie Underwood.
Right.
10 seconds.
She was in Basic Instinct, spread her legs, and did the whole thing. Don't throw.
I can't remember her name.
Okay.
Sharon Stone.
Time.
Oh, you got it. All right.
What did I say? Sylvia.
Ron Howard.
Ron, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's find out what's happening on the opening bell, and then we got to wrap this up. And here is Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Coming up next, we're going to have in with us an expert from Weber Grills to talk about grilling season, which is underway. We have some items, believe it or not, you're never supposed to grill. You'll never guess what one of the top ones is. We'll talk about the business of grilling next. Plus, it's Tech Week in Chicago. We'll have a guest in to talk about that, too, right after the news on the WGN here, the big radio station. What am I trying to say? I don't know.
Good job.
Back to you.
All right.
They paid me to do this.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Are we ready? We got the final round on both ends here.
Yep.
Okay.
Three, two.
The 75 seconds and you're giving the clues.
Yes.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
A tiny comedian guy. He was in that movie with
Kevin Hart.
Ice Cube. Yes. Phone Home.
E.T.
Yes. Very loved movie critic.
Roger Ebert.
Yes. The team in this state are very tall. It's where there's Broadway.
New York?
Yep.
New York Giants.
Yes. The Madonna song. You do the hand things.
Vogue.
Yes. That
you
that
can't
show...
just say the Madonna song. go ahead.
That show no one likes in the con with the nerds.
The Big Bang Theory.
Yes. Thor.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yes. She sewed the flag, the U.S. flag.
Betsy Ross.
Yes. She is a British lady who, what has she been in? I think she was in, she was the boss in the Bond movies.
Judi Dench.
Yeah, but what's her proper title?
Oh, Dame Judi Dench.
And then that movie where there's strippers and it's Channing Tatum.
Magic Mike.
Yes, done.
Oh, got all 10 on that one?
Yeah.
All right, so what's the score?
32. Esmeralda's got 18.
Okay, so you can't win.
Whatever.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
He was on Parks and Rec. Now he's a huge movie star. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
Married to Anna Faris.
Right. Chris Pratt.
Right. Not a king, but a...
Queen.
A full...
Queen of Hearts.
No. What? Name. A name.
Queen Elizabeth.
Which one?
Queen the second.
Yes. I hated her, but now I love her. She was in the Twilight movies. She's great.
Oh, Kristen Stewart.
Right. Yo quiero.
Taco Bell.
Right. Dirty Harry.
Clint Eastwood.
Right. A game that you play when you answer a question correctly, you get a pie.
A Trivial Pursuit.
Right. She's a rapper. Big butt.
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
Right. He is Slater on the...
Mario Lopez.
Right. everybody's going to be famous for 15 minutes. He said that quote. Pop artist.
Oh,
painter. Campbell Soup cans.
Oh, my gosh. Andy Warhol.
Right. And then 1994 Quentin Tarantino movie, John Travolta, Samuel
Pulp
Jackson.
Fiction.
There you go. That wasn't bad.
No,
not at all. Got a score of 30-28.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
I won.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Unless you won't be able to cross the street.
I just cross. I don't even pay attention to the stupid light. Or I pay attention to the light, not the crosswalk man, because there is no crosswalk man.
Right, it's all a fallacy.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. We've got the news coming up next.